There you go. And you know what's funny is I got fooled by the Parker Meadows one that went to the warning track earlier in the game.
So did I.
And so
everybody did.
And so when he hit it, when Kerry Carpenter hit it, I was like, don't get fooled again. And then I saw him flip the bat. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And we'll get into more of that. I did mention before the break, we got a firing in the NFL. But before we get to that firing in the NFL, do you have the date that we were asked this question in the Blitz thingy?
September 4th.
September 4th in the Blitz thingy before the season started, Kang asked us to name the first NFL coach that would be fired. And you said what?
I said Robert Saleh, going out on a limb that it gets too uncomfortable by Thanksgiving, that he'll be gone by Christmas.
Well,
I was right on one and wrong on the other.
He was gone before Halloween. Robert Saleh is fired by the New York Jets. Detroit area guy. Hope he lands on his feet.
But I'm sorry, you have that wrong.
Robert Saleh was fired by Aaron Rodgers.
There it is.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for the my apologies. Anyway, Detroit area guy. I hope he lands on his feet. He was a candidate and a coveted one for Detroit.
He's a really good defensive mind. He's going to have no problem finding a coordinator job if that's what he wants. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'd like another crack at being a head coach. I'd love to know behind the scenes stuff with him. You know, like I forget how the timing worked, but was he the coach before they made the Zach Wilson selection?
I'd have to go back and look.
And if he was he on board with it? You know, what did he want to do? Something tells me that his hands were tied doing what he really wants to do. And then they go out and get Aaron Rodgers.
Well.
And then that's an unmitigated disaster to this point.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, I would not. He's not that. He's not what he was as a player, and he seems like a colossal pain in the ass. Saleh took over in 2021, and Zach Wilson was taken in that draft. So, yeah, I think whether he was on board with it or not, who knows? He was taken the 2021 draft, and
I mean, he knew they were going to take a quarterback high. You go in a situation like that where you're looking for a franchise quarterback, you know, whether it's Zach Wilson or somebody else. I just don't think Robert Saleh signed up for the whole Aaron Rodgers experience. Like, he didn't see that coming because, you know, you're hoping Zach Wilson's going to work out, right? And he's like, dude, I didn't go to Egypt during training camp. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why am I getting fired?
100%. This is a raw deal, man.
I stayed here.
Yeah,
I was in the continental United States when I was supposed to be. And I'm the one that gets fired?
So when Rodgers sat him down this morning, how do you think that conversation went when he
like, dude, I think it came in text form. That's right. What I think.
You might need a darkness retreat. I know people.
Right, yeah. Right.
So Robert Saleh out with the Jets. Their DC will take over as the interim coach. All right, so 248-539-9797. Chris, you're on 97, want a ticket. Hi, Chris.
Chris,
are you there?
No, he's not.
He waited all that time. And then he hung up. By the way, Tom Milliken took his family yesterday.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably couldn't pick a better game to go to and to be
it's
at
hard
with,
to
your,
beat,
with
you know,
your kids.
To go on a road, on
to
a road
go
trip?
On the road and to have your team win a dramatic game that way. And I just can't get over how they did it. I cannot get over all the stats and the stuff that's crazy about. I mean, we heard about the Cleveland bullpen, and they were as advertised.
Oh, yeah.
And Class A is still elite. But you know the last time he gave up three hits in an inning? And remember, yesterday he gave up four. It was 83 appearances ago.
You have four hits total, right?
Yes. It was 83 appearances ago. No, it was four in the inning. He gave up four in the inning because Vierling singled after the home run.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting about that.
It was September 7th of last year, 83 appearances ago. Kang, where did you find that stat? Was it the last home run he gave up on a slider? Everybody said it was 2022, right? But who hit it? This is the amazing part.
Right. Clemens, right? Cody Clemens?
It was Cody Clemens.
As a Tiger.
Which is incredible. So the last time he...
Dude.
Like, there's all these, it can't happen, it can't happen, it can't happen, until it does. And now Kerry Carpenter is like, he's right there with other Tiger legends with great moments like Andy Ibanez.
Yes.
Right? 248-539-9797.
Both guys came up big three-run hits.
Chris is next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chris.
I am so sorry, guys. That's what I did for working a midnight shift and having my phone on hold. I apologize.
No worries.
Listen, I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I lived in Michigan until 1989. I can't tell you how much excitement is going on around the area of Tiger fans roaring in regards to what's happening. It reminds me so much of the 84 Tigers when I was in high school. I see such great things with this team. They are so exciting in regards to their defense and their pitching. For only having two starters and being able to go as far as they have, I just love where they're headed based on what we thought they were and what you guys predicted in the beginning and where they are now. God bless them. They are just great. I am so much enjoying as a visually impaired person listening to the broadcasts and listening to you guys on Odyssey because it just allows me to continue to live and love Michigan sports. And thank you guys so much for what you do.
That's awesome. You said something that caught my attention. You said people are around. Did you say people around you are super excited down there in North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of Michigan retirees that live in Charlotte.
Wow.
A lot.
Yeah. So how did you react? How did you react when you heard the home run?
Oh, I've been watching the replay on Roku all day and all night just so I can enjoy it. It's just I was going absolutely crazy when I saw the result and had the audio description tell me what happened. It was just absolutely phenomenal. It reminded me of Kirk Gibson's home run off Gossage and how it changed everything. And I just feel that with what they did yesterday, the only thing that's going to stop them is not having enough pitching to get through whoever's left for this series and then
just stop right there. The only thing we need to be thinking about is 9 innings Wednesday. That's the way this team works. It's the way this team works.
It's you. You're learning.
Well, Gator came up with a phrase last week that I think, it's cutting edge, really, I think a cutting edge approach that is why I hope people enjoy the show. Gator said last week that they should really focus on taking them one game at a time.
That's right.
And when he said that, I'm like, that's a really good point.
Thank you.
I wondered if it would catch on, maybe go viral. But I think it's possible this team has adopted that approach.
Just one game at a time. Doug.
Yep. Cutting edge stuff out of Scott the
Thank
Gator
you. Anderson. That's what I'm here for.
248-539-9797. Hey, we've given you your flowers today. We've patted you on the back for Kerry Carpenter. We've patted you back on Robert Saleh. I'll knock it down a peg as well.